Why did you decide that it was important for you to meet with him?
Well, I thought it was important because the only way we can heal the divide in this country is through conversation. I don't think that we will ever unify this country or begin a healing process until we talk to one another. When I listened to President Obama's final speech in Chicago, one of the things he said that stuck out of my head, where he was asking people to get from behind the computers mm-hmm. and get out and get involved. Well, I don't text and tweet, and I don't blog, but I have a microphone. Mm-hmm. So I, from my standpoint, being the person that I am and the person that God has made me to be, I took that and said, okay, well, let me step from behind the microphone and take a seat at the table when invited to discuss. I didn't know what it would be about exactly, but to my surprise, it turned out really, really interesting because after the meet and greet section of the conversation, to his credit, he asked me, what did I want?
So you're saying Donald Trump, president-elect, asked you, what did you want?
Yeah, because I'm assuming that people who had been meeting with him wanted certain things.
Okay.
And so after we exchanged all the pleasantries and everything, he asked me, well, Steve, what do you want? And that's when I took the opportunity to say that I wanted to help aid in any way I could to help improve the housing conditions in the inner cities. I was aware that he had appointed Dr. Ben Carson, the head of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. And if I could be of assistance in helping him move that initiative along, that I would be of service in that regard. And I felt that I could get the voice of the people in those communities, and with my reach in these communities, could possibly get some positive things done. Now, here's what was amazing to me, and I have to tell you what he did. While we were talking, he said, that sounds great. He immediately got Dr. Ben Carson on the phone, and he said, Steve wants to help with any HUD initiatives. And that threw me because I'm sitting here going, I've never seen anybody jump into action so quickly at a request. You know, I'm not a politician, so quite naturally I'm thinking it's a ton of red tape. You got to go there.
Yeah.
Man got this man on the phone immediately. And Dr. Ben Carson and I talked for the first time, talked for several minutes over the speaker. He's very receptive to me in aiding him in that area. And that was the beginning of it. But I tell you what the part was that I also had a chance to say was, I said to the president-elect, if we had some facilities provided in these inner cities that could provide a place where young boys and girls could come for hope and vision with some type of training component to it to help curb, I knew it wouldn't alleviate, but it would help curb some of the problems that's plaguing our inner cities. And I don't have all the answers, but I do know that mentoring and guidance has changed so many young people's lives. So Dr. Carson and I talked briefly about Chicago as a place. We talked about his hometown of Detroit. I mentioned that I was from Cleveland, and they were very receptive because they want to do something with these inner cities. And I didn't expect him to respond so quickly, but he did. And Shirley, I'm going to tell you, when I walked away feeling that there might be a real chance for some positive to come out of what so many think is all doom and gloom.
Yeah, and that's an opportunity.